I think this is when we can get information out of him. I think that this is when you can call and ask about a band, and he's probably talking to their people or has a contract for them
right
on his desk.
Gotcha.
Now, I can't ask this stuff.
No, you can't.
So
no.
You have to ask
it. You guys.
203-882-9757. All right. Hey, look who's on. It's Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. So, how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great. Lots of family.
Awesome.
Get together. It's a fabulous holiday.
Cool. Did you do it at your house?
No, we do it at my daughter's house.
Nice.
Nice. So you don't have any mess, any...
Right.
Yes.
Eat and walk away.
Yes, eat and walk away.
Eat in pants, that's it.
Oh, plus I'm the old guy, so I can sit down and everybody's got to sit somewhere else because they get the choice of where to sit.
Right.
Ah,
they bring you food. Yep.
Yeah, it's great.
Nice.
Yeah. And then the food just slobbers down my shirt and nobody says anything.
Right.
What can you do?
It's quaint, yes.
Yes, it's look what's happening to this poor old guy.
How heavy is your plate?
Oh, I'm eating lightly. I'm trying to keep. I eat one plate of turkey and stuffing, and that's it. But I don't. I'm trying to keep my weight down.
Gotcha.
Mm.
Swimsuit season's coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't good over the weekend.
Right.
So.
Well, I wasn't good either. I gained a few pounds, but I Ozempic it back in the spring.
Oh.
I took 9 shots of Ozempic and lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm trying not to gain any of it back.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
So are you still doing Ozempic?
No. I've been off it for 5 months now.
Oh.
So I'm trying not to gain it.
Oh, good for you.
Look at you.
That's the way
to
do
it. Yeah, I admit to it. You know, people try to, oh, you're losing weight. Are you sick? And I go, no, I'm not sick. I'm taking Ozempic. It's not a secret.
Right.
But it worked for me for 20 pounds. And I stopped at 20 pounds. I didn't want to lose more than that. I've only gained 2 pounds back.
Nice.
In 5 months.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
You're maintaining.
That's the healthy way to do it.
Maintain, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
So I sold one secret already. Ozempic. That was my
okay. Favorite. That's one.
You guys are good at that.
How many secrets can we extract from him?
You guys are like experts. You got PhDs in getting secrets out of me.
Big Chris.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Jimmy. How you doing, brother?
Good.
Listen, I would love to see Steve Vai and Joe Satriani together. Those two are classics. Is that going to happen?
Well, you know, Joe is with Sammy Hagar now.
Yes.
He's taking the Eddie Van Halen spot in what's being called, it's not being called Van Halen, but it's playing down in Bridgeport at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater with Sammy and Michael Anthony and Jason Bonham and Joe Satriani's the guitarist.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're singing Van Halen music, a lot of Van Halen stuff. And it's called The Best of Van Halen, and it's going to sell out real quickly. It's almost sold out already.
Wow.
Yeah, I talked to Bozzy the day they went on sale, and they went on sale at 10, and I saw Bozzy at noon.
Uh-huh.
At
in
Wallingford.
Yes.
And he said, "Yeah, we almost sold out."
Wow.
Yeah.
In really like 2 hours. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, Joe's a god. He's a god. He's a great guitarist. I've never seen any fingers move as quick as his. It's just thank you for what you do too, Jimmy. Music is life, and life is love. So keep the great job going, brother.
Thank you very much. As I always say, add some music to your day.
Yes.
That's, thank you, Big Chris.
In the world.
That show is going to be very, very special.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No question about
it. Did you see that he invited Alex Van Halen and David Lee Roth to join the tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Alex is a great guy. David's a weirdo. to put it mildly.
Right.
Yeah.
Self-proclaimed.
Yeah. I was very impressed that he actually wanted to even deal with David, but we'll see what David does.
Yeah.
You never could tell.
David said, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's like,
said,
I can't wait
what?
To grow up to be 6 feet tall. You know, we'll see what happens.
And then right. Sammy said, wait, what?
Pretty much.
I was just kidding.
That's funny because I think that's what Sammy was just saying that.
Just saying it like, yeah. Oh, you're actually going to do
it's
it.
Like, oh, damn it.
Son of a, oh yeah, good to have you.
Now, the last time we had them together was up at Xfinity, and we had to build a wall backstage between David's side of the backstage and Sammy's side of the backstage. Literally had to build a wall.
Wow.
So nobody would interfere with each other. So the fact that Sammy invited him, you're probably right. I can't imagine he wants to deal with David through a whole tour, but we'll see what happens.
And Sammy is really an easygoing guy.
Very.
And fun-loving and There is a documentary out there, and he was talking about that. And he said, you know, there was tension between me and David, and I just went up to his dressing room door and knocked on the door and just figured, let's just talk.
Yeah.
Which is the easy way to talk do it. Let's just out, talk
yeah.
this out.
Talk it out, yeah.
It's like David wouldn't answer the door. So that probably was right before they started asking for the wall. Right. David was like, I need a wall to keep Sammy away from my dressing room door. So, all right. Questions for Jimmy, 203-882-9757. Anything with Pearl Jam?
I think you'll see Pearl Jam tour next summer, but I don't think you'll see them play Connecticut.
When you say you don't think, does that mean you've right. already had a conversation?
Yes.
Oh. So we can't just say please?
I begged.
Okay.
Really?
Thank you for begging.
It was humiliating.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't work.
Damn it.
So you, so what, New York and Boston?
Yeah, I would think it would be New York and Boston, yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, we lose out sometimes because of that. Mm-hmm. They feel they're playing the Northeast by playing New York and Boston.
Right.
And, you know, it's been hard my whole career doing, trying to make Connecticut a real market. So it's so easy to just play New York and then play Boston and move on. So
right.
It's
right.
always tough.
Yeah, because we're willing to make the drive for right. for a Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
But also for Foo Fighters, but you got them.
Yes, you did. That was amazing.
You got the Chili Peppers
yep.
for the festival. I mean, you got, you're able to pull these rabbits out of your hat.
Yep.
Every, it seems one or two times a season, you'll pull a rabbit out of your hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're still looking for rabbits.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Good hunting.
Hella fun. So do you have, you have a few in mind?
Well, I have one done already. Well, I'd like to get the Foo Fighters into Connecticut. Let's put it that way. I haven't gotten that done yet. I'd like to get the Foo Fighters. I haven't given up on that.
Cool.
They've already announced Citi Field in New York, and I think they're playing Fenway in Boston. I think it's Fenway in Boston they're playing. I'm still trying to work and see if they'll play a Connecticut date. We'll see if that works out. Mm. But tomorrow, I'm very excited about an announcement we're going to be making for an Oakdale show.
Oh, nice. Okay. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show. You said something about an announcement tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes, December 1st, we're going to announce a show at Oakdale that I have been working on getting for well over a year already.
Wow.
We've got the artist
well
playing.
Over a year.
Over a year.
Oh, yep. Take a year. Hmm.
And somebody I actually vacationed with back in the 70s.
Really? Mm. Oh.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I send you the picture of me and this person, but we both look very different.
My guess would be...
He looks more different than me.
Beach Boys?
He had hair.
He had hair. Ah.
He doesn't now.
Right.
Oh. Hmm.
He may come alive at some point. He may come alive at some point. Hmm.
AJ knows you must have sounded like a genius.
Yay!
So Peter Frampton, how's he doing?
Oh, well, I did go on vacation with him in the 70s.
Wow, that's cool.
So that's a pretty good start.
Yeah.
He's doing
now,
great.
Now, if Peter Frampton came to Connecticut, when do you think, like... When do you think he'd be driving through?
Right. When do you suppose?
Yeah. Right. Like what month?
Yeah.
Well, month? I would guess in March he'd be driving through.
Right.
He likes on a Thursday night.
Likes to see daffodils in bloom and whatnot.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. March.
Right.
Frampton.
Right.
Okay. Let's just say he stopped here to actually play. When do you think those tickets would go on sale?
I think they'd go on sale a week from tomorrow.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's a good time.
And I
really,
think
yeah.
we would announce it tomorrow
right.
and go on sale a week from tomorrow.
Wow. Okay. That's good.
Very good.
I Googled him. He is bald now. So.
Yes, he is. Mm. Yes, he is.
We can confirm.
We have
no hair.
He's follicly challenged now.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did have the greatest hair in the 70s.
He did. Yeah, he did.
He was so awesome.
Yeah.
He's so great. Such a great guitar player.
Yep.
Yes. Very underrated guitar player because he was such a pop star that nobody looked at actually what he was doing. And, you know, and he was just such a great guitarist, but everybody kept looking at him because he was a very good-looking guy. And
yeah.
Had a great voice and super on stage. And I think the guitar playing got hidden.
He was one of those people. It was such a great... name for that album, Frampton Comes Alive, because it's true. That album brought his music to life.
Yeah.
Hearing his songs alive, you hear the studio version of those songs, I'm like,
they're nice.
Flat.
Yeah.
It's like Kiss Alive. Yep. Same thing with them. That live album.
Yeah.
That catapulted them.
Yep.
Terry, Rocky Hill.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing, Jimmy?
Good, thanks.
Morning.
Quick question. I know Mike Portnoy is returning to Dream Theater. I'm assuming they're going to do a new album, and any idea of a tour for next year?
Not yet, but I assure you I will make every effort to get one of my favorite bands in, and Mike rejoining is wonderful. We bring him in quite a bit to Dream Theater.
That's amazing. Number two, can you suggest to the band that they name the album Dream Images and Words Part 2? I think you know what I mean.
Right.
I don't.
No idea.
Images and Words was their breakthrough album back in the day.
Oh, okay. So we're in Part 2 now.
I think that's a pretty good idea. You know, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
It's a great way to come back. I agree with you.
I think so. Thank you.
Thank you. Eric from Southington wants to know, any Connecticut dates for Pantera?
Not yet, but there's a possibility for a Mohegan Sun play. Ask Tom tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Write this down. Ask Tom about Pantera.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember handwriting.
Panera.
You can call in or you can text your question, 203-882-9757. Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Yes, they will be returning to the amphitheater in Bridgeport. It looks like it will be towards the end of the summer, though, next summer, instead of the beginning.
Cool.
Yes.
Oh, good.
We are. We love Derek. He's a great guy. He complained about some sound issues, so we are putting $250,000 this year into improving the sound at the amphitheater.
Wow.
Because of Derek Trucks.
How do you figure that out? Like, who figures that out?
Yeah.
You know, who looks and says, you know what this place needs?
Exactly right.
You know?
Who is that person? Who are you people?
Right.
Well, Derek was the one that suggested it, and we love Derek, and so... We called in two different sound companies to, we set up a sound system on stage, we played music, and they both came up with the same problem that we have there. And it was pretty simple, and Howard and I talked about it yesterday, and we have now ordered the acoustical padding, and everywhere there is concrete, we are putting padding on, so there'll be no bounce back anymore. It'll suck the sound right in, so I think the sound will be much better.
Wow.
So yesterday, Howard ordered all the sound padding, and we will be putting it in the spring before we open up.
Wow.
Awesome.
But we have Derek Trucks to thank for that.
Right.
That's $250,000. Right. I want to go into the sound panel business.
Now, do you send him the receipt? It was your idea.
I did my office. It was $1,200.
Yeah, wow. I said, let's just get some wrestling mats. But it's not soundproof.
Right.
Andre and Derby.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Jimmy, I know that Wasp had to cancel last year because Blackie Lawless had to get his surgery. But is there any chance of getting them back at the Oakdale?
There's definitely a chance. We're working on it. They haven't set a tour up yet, but when they do, they owe us, and they know it.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. I like that. They owe us, and they know it.
Yep.
Not only do they owe us, they know they owe
know
us.
They know it.
And I remind them, I could be a pain in the butt.
Yep. Kiss playing what they are calling their final two shows this weekend in New York City. You believe that?
Yeah, I do believe it. I actually
really?
Do believe it. Yeah, I do believe it. You know, going out on the road is really tough, but I will say something that is becoming more prevalent, which is the residencies in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And I just wonder if they'll do a residency in Vegas.
They'd be great for that, by the way.
It seems like a natural.
Yeah. I don't have any, I'm sure they're not even discussing at this point, but they are the perfect act to do that.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's talking about U2 at the Sphere, and when they go, who do you get that has the visuals and could do the production that would match that venue? And Kiss is one of those bands.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm heading out there in January to see it. I want to see the Sphere, and I'm looking forward to it. But I've suggested it to a few artists already.
Cool.
Should do it.
That'll be an emotional moment at that last Kiss show,
I would think.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, to me, you could put them up with the greatest live rock and roll bands of all time.
And they're from New York.
Yeah. So they're coming home to end it.
Yes.
I mean, that'll be a moment.
Yeah.
They started in the basement of a hotel, and they end up at Madison Square Garden. Is there any better success story than that?
Seriously, it's a movie.
As long as they don't, like a month later, say...
We decided retirement sucks.
I know you thought we were gonna leave.
I know you gave us all your money. And I know you expensive to leave.
We come like back. Everybody else. Like everybody else is done.
Jimmy Coplick Live Nation is on. If you have any questions, you can call or text 203-882-9757. Dave from Riverview Bistro would like to know about Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds.
Oh.
Well, as far as Dave and Tim is concerned, I don't think they're touring at the moment. The next time we'll see Dave is probably next summer at Xfinity because he plays there every year.
Nice.
Although we don't have a date set yet, which is a little concerning, but he just played Mohegan last week.
Wow. Right.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard he was awesome.
It was great for two nights.
In fact, Dave from Riverview was there with his wife. It was on his wife's birthday, and they're big fans. They go just about anywhere to see Dave.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well worth it. And Dave loves Mohegan Sun, so it's wonderful.
Friends of Jimmy.
Yes, we're open. We're looking for members. We gave everybody who joined last year the rights to rejoin before we opened it up for membership. So it is now open for membership. It's $325. Lots of complimentary tickets we give out. You get first shot at 8 tickets for most shows. We email you the info, and then we'll email you the tickets if you want them.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It's just
what a great,
well worth it.
What a great holiday gift that is.
Seriously, that's a great gift.
Yep.
Billy Joel, now that he's wrapping up the residency, is there a chance we'll see him come back to Mohegan Sun or the Amp?
I don't really know. I'm actually going to give a call to the people up at Rentschler Field and see maybe that's the place to put Billy.
Really?
We haven't done a show at Rentschler in almost 20 years. But
we're due.
You know, he wants.
What was the last show? Was it Springsteen?
Yeah, it was Springsteen. Wow. Exactly. And I think you know, he plays stadiums mostly. He doesn't play arenas anymore. He plays stadiums, and other than the Garden, of course.
Yeah.
And he's playing UBS in Queens in New Year's Eve. But other than that, I think I have to look for a stadium.
Wow.
We happen to have one.
I love that it's on your radar. We wouldn't have known that if someone didn't text that in.
Well, I'm so glad.
Oh, I've already held my tickets for his birthday concert on May 9th and his final show at the Garden on July
25th. Wow.
I'm already there. Held the tickets.
Cool.
Speaking of birthdays, the Rolling Stones played your birthday at Toad's Place, your 40th. And now they go off and play MetLife. Look at these guys.
Yep, look at that.
Yeah.
Launching pad.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come back to Toad's. Why don't you come back to Toad's?
Yeah.
Come on. So, it's great. I love that they're touring. I sort of wish they weren't playing a stadium, but they're certainly big enough to play stadiums, and there's tons of money there versus where I'd like to see them. I'd love to see them in an arena again, but I'll probably end up going there to see one show myself.
You think this might be it? Great.
You know, I don't want to say this is it, but when you're in your 80s,
right,
and Mick's in his 80s, you got to always believe it could be it.
Yeah.
But there are a number of artists that are still touring in their 80s.
So you never know.
No, you don't.
That's another band that could do the Sphere.
Yeah, different kind of 80s bands now.
That's right.
We're an 80s band now.
It's not a band from the 80s. It's a band in their 80s. comedians at the Amp. Any big names on the wish list or roster?
Well, we'd love to get Kevin Hart back. He had a great time.
That was great.
Nobody's on the list yet. But last week when I was in Miami Beach, speaking to my LA team, they did say they are going to put more shows into the Amp that are comedy.
Excellent.
Great.
Awesome.
That was so much fun.
He was great. And the Amp is great. It's a perfect place for comedy.
Perfect.
Yeah, we got sort of funky about the train going by, and we weren't sure comedy would work with the trains going by, but he played off the train when the train went by. Like James Taylor, the train went by and he was doing an acoustic song.
Yeah.
And he looks at the train and goes, oh, my train's here. I got to leave.
Yeah. Just have fun with it.
You work it in.
Exactly.
You work it in.
It's the ultimate prop.
The toy drive a week from tomorrow. Jimmy, we're honored that you're coming. We have a stack of giant, all kinds of big shows of tickets to give away. Thanks to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Looking forward to it.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but on stage with you will be two guests.
Okay, good. I'm not aware of it, but I figured it's you and AJ.
One is the future mayor of Wallingford. I don't know if he's in now or whatever.
Yeah.
I love him. Vinny Cervone saved the Oakdale. And, you know, he is such a mellow guy. When I had the sound problems at Oakdale, he was the head of the town council. And I went to him. I didn't know him at the time. And him being a guitarist, he's a guitarist. He was the main cog in why the Oakdale got saved. I give Vinny credit. Wow. And he never mentioned it during the campaign. I give him a lot of credit.
Wow.
And I said, mention it. Mention it. Oakdale's great. You saved Oakdale. But he won't mention it. He'll be very calm.
On stage with his guitar.
Oh, nice.
One of like 30.
Yeah.
Right. But just one of them.
Right. We told him, pick one.
He'll be playing guitar riffs and we'll be playing Name That Tune for the tickets that he'll be giving away.
Oh, that's very cool. I like that a lot. That's great.
And then the other person joining us is Governor Lamont.
I love him. There's another music nut.
Right.
He'll be singing.
He's lead vocals.
He's going to be in total Kiss makeup.
Right.
Doing God Save Rock and Roll.
Right, blowing flames out.
I hope so.
I know.
I know you people came out here to get tickets. And I know you saw.
The governor sounds just like Paul Stanley.
He does. Because when he's in makeup, he always does this. I know you love Jimmy Coppin. And I know you love concerts. And I know you want to win them. And I know you love guitar riffs, and I know you want me to stop talking right now, so I'm going to.
Rock and roll!
Rock and roll!
Thank you, Governor.
I'm not sure if that got him any more votes.
Maybe detract a few.
We have an intern. His nickname is Shakes, and he hears you talk every Thursday, and he says, man, I think I'd really love to be a concert promoter. He's a musician, wicked smart. And I said, all right, we're going to let you ask Jimmy a couple of questions. First, do you have any advice for a young person who would like to be a concert promoter?
Yes, instead of interning for you, intern for us.
That
would be the first piece of advice.
That's good advice.
So we had an intern.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have interns. We love interns. We usually, if we have room, when we hire, we favor interns, if we like them, of course.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
We love interns and we like to put them in all different positions, marketing, operations, booking, and they get to see all different types of what we do in our business. And then they choose what they want to do and see what they like.
Well, it's nice knowing you, Shakes. Get that application in.
Yeah, do it, man.
Use me as a reference.
Yep. All right.
All right.
Right. Don't use me. You want to actually get the job.
That's really the way to do it.
Right? I don't even know him.
I told you could have three questions. We're running up against the clock, so let's see how many you can get in here.
All right. So you already mentioned the internship, of course, but are there any other entry-level positions before going into promotions that you recommend?
Yeah, the best thing to do is to go on Live Nation's website, and there were job listings all over the place. We have always jobs open. There are tons of jobs. Go on the Live Nation website.
Really?
And there, most markets have jobs open, and it's the great entry level to do that. So I suggest that.
Now, Jimmy, would you apply Live Nation, or would you apply, let's say, if you just want to work at the Amp, or if you just want to work at Oakdale or Xfinity, would you apply at those places?
Apply at those places. We have job fairs for Oakdale. We have job fairs at the Amp, and we have job fairs at Xfinity. So definitely do that. And say you know Chaz and AJ, and that will give you a leg up.
Now I wish we did this off the air, because now you're going to be flooded.
Yeah, right.
I don't
sorry, Shakes.
Flooded.
Sorry, Shakes.
We'll treat Shakes best.
Right, can Shakes have a code?
He's not going to write Shakes on the application.
All right, next question.
All right, so there's definitely cities that have better concerts, like New York City and Boston, but what are some good spots to start as a entry-level promoter? Because that competition is going to be fierce there.
I think these days the best way to do it is to work for a big company like Live Nation, and there are a few other big companies too, because you get a better sense of the different aspects of the concert business. We do a lot of premium seat sales. We do a lot of marketing. We do a lot of sponsorships. We do a lot of ticketing, booking, promoting. I mean, there's so much we do. We're a very, very wide company. And that will give you a better shot at choosing what part of the concert business that you want. There are a lot of parts to the business. And New York and Boston do get more shows.
What about clubs? Like promoting shows at clubs?
Well, usually clubs have their own in-house promoters. We help out Toads, but they also have an in-house booker.
Right.
But we help out Toads, and you just go to the club themselves, and they'll do the hiring.
All right. Good. Shakes, you'll get to meet Jimmy Complic at the Toy Drive. How's that?
Awesome. Yeah.
Jimmy, thank you very much, man. Really appreciate you.
You got it, guys.